Sometimes when you have a great idea, others don't immediately realize what a good idea it is. After graduating Dartmouth College, Theodore Geisel began a career as a commercial artist. He noticed that children's books were not very interesting to read. A beginner book for students contained a specific 223 words, and most books were written in a very uninteresting way. He decided to write books to help children love to read. He wrote under the pen name Dr. Seuss. You see, Seuss was his middle name, and he put the doctor in front of it because his father always wanted him to be a doctor. Today, kids still love to read Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, Yertle the Turtle, but he had a hard time getting his first book, To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, published. The first publisher he offered the book to turned it down, and so did the second, and the third. In fact, it was turned down by 28 publishers before finally it was accepted. Theodore Geisel knew he was onto something good, even if no one else recognized it, and millions of us are sure glad he didn't quit. Remember, some of your best ideas may not be well received at first, but that doesn't mean they aren't great ideas. That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.